This is the WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Scott Walker.
We have with us in studio from Exit Realty, Chad Robinette, and then also Elizabeth Long to talk about a special program there. And I guess starting out, Chad, maybe tell us a little bit about your background, and then Elizabeth, tell us about yours.
Yeah, thank you, Scott, this morning for having us. And so, like you said, I'm with Exit Realty, Bob Lamb & Associates here in Murfreesboro. My background actually is healthcare for 22 years. And so, real estate is my passion. And so, I've been a realtor for about 2 years now. And I joined Exit Bob Lamb January 2024. And Elizabeth and I sort of joined forces due to our passion for military veterans, healthcare workers, and first responders.
Okay. And then Elizabeth, what got you into real estate?
Good morning. So both my kids are, you know, pretty much fully grown. My youngest is 16. He could probably live on his own tomorrow if he had to. So I wanted to just go into a new venture. And so when I went into real estate and hung my license at Exit Realty, Bob Lamb & Associates, I knew that I wanted to find a niche that's important in real estate. And also I wanted something that felt really genuine. So when I started real estate, soon after, I created Fidelis Homes, which is a division at our brokerage that focuses on veterans, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers.
How does this program work? Like, let's say you are a first responder and maybe you're buying your first house. Then what would you tell that first responder?
Right. So first and foremost, we are affiliates with Homes for Heroes. It's a national organization. So we are affiliates, and when a client purchases a home with us or sells a home with us, they receive a thank you check back after closing as a thank you for their service. And we give 30% of our compensation to Homes for Heroes, and they send that rebate check to our client within 2 weeks after closing on their home.
And how hard is it right now to find a home? What does the market look like locally?
Yeah, good question. Of course, it depends on your price range. It's, you know, obviously home prices have gone up quite a bit in Middle Tennessee and particularly Rutherford County. So it can be difficult to find a home within your price range. But if you're working with a good real estate agent and you have excellent communication on what you're looking for and what that price range is and discussing location, I've had success with all my clients in a wide variety of price ranges. Yep.
And so for a first-time home buyer, what does that look like? I mean, as far as price range goes for those who you work with who are, let's say, first-time buyers.
Yeah, actually, I've got 3 first-time home buyers right now that are under contract, set to close soon, 2 new construction and 1 existing. And the price range for them ranges from $370 to about $425. So those price ranges are still out there. And there's about almost 4 months of inventory right now. So it is, we say, I consider a buyer's market because sellers are given concessions right now still. I consider that a buyer's market. But like Elizabeth said, working with a good real estate agent that will help you search for what you're looking for, there's definitely something out there for everyone.
And because that price range for that first-time house has gone up so much over the last 10 years or so, and really went up a lot, I guess, over the last 5 years, even mm-hmm. more so. But because that price has gone up, are you finding that these first-time home buyers are older than maybe they once were?
Absolutely. In fact, just a few weeks ago at our brokerage, we had a sales meeting, and we discussed how the first-time home buyer is in their early 50s, like late 40s, early 50s, which is just really shocking.
Mm-hmm. It seems like only yesterday, first-time home buyers were in their 20s. I mean, it's changed a lot.
One of my buyers that are closing actually next week are actually in the mid-40s. But their situation is a little different. They've moved around quite a bit. But still, we're seeing, I mean, 20-year-olds are renting. You know, the 20 and 30-year-olds are still renting. You know, the young career professionals are still renting. That's why you see in Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee, apartment complexes just going up everywhere.
Exactly. It's wild how much things have changed.
Yep, exactly.
And so for this HERO program, like let's say it is somebody who used to be in the military, they're a veteran, can they still be absolutely. Involved?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Any active duty military, veteran, anyone in law enforcement, any healthcare worker, any kind of teacher. That's a really broad range of people
yes, it is.
Who qualify.
And how hard is it for some of them to buy a house? Because when you look at law enforcement, a lot of those jobs don't pay enough for a single income to buy a house.
Yeah, that's why it's important to pick your realtor and work with someone who has a lot of lender partners. For instance, VA partners, Elizabeth and I have several VA specialists, VA loan specialists that we work with that know the VA loan process, and then also other lenders that know other programs out there that, you know, first-time home buyer programs, FHA, things that they can get these buyers qualified for to lower that down payment. Usually it's the down payment that's an issue for most of the buyers. So it's really important that they work with a good real estate professional that has a lot of lender partners that they can refer them to.
Most of the buyers that y'all have worked with over the past year or so, have they had enough money to put down on a house? And about how much are you seeing needs to be put down for at least most of your buyers?
It, of course, varies from client to client. You know, everybody's situation is very, very different, which is, again, why it's important to collaborate with really good lenders who understand the variety of loans that are available. And, you know, maybe 30, 40 years ago, you know, there was only just a few available. And now there's so many different loans for so many different situations. Mm-hmm. And for example, you know, veterans and active duty military, they've got the VA loan, which is fantastic. It's the greatest, one of the greatest benefits that they have. Obviously, they don't need to have any money down for that one.
Again, with us this morning in studio, we have Chad Robinette and Elizabeth Long with Exit Realty, Bob Lamb and Associates. And I'm curious, you know, you hear all these stories, at least it seems like we've heard a lot of stories about people moving in from California, paying cash yep. for houses,
yep.
thus raising the prices yep. of other houses. How much truth is in that? Are there folks out there still paying all cash, not getting loans?
Not as much as I would say COVID, post-COVID. Actually, you see a lot of people going back to California, reselling their house that sold. We have several different agents in our office that have resold homes that they sold to people moving from California back around COVID. I would the last thing that I saw as far as buyers moving here was Nashville. I think it was a U-Haul stat that Nashville was top five in one-way U-Haul rentals, I think. Something like that. So, you know, Middle Tennessee is still a very, very great place to move, and people are moving. I have a buyer that's actually moving from the West. So he's moving here closer to his family. But so we still see a lot of people moving and relocating in Middle Tennessee.
I see a lot of people moving from Illinois because their taxes are so huge.
Exactly.
And so that all cash buyer, I mean, that's one of those things that I guess those who are selling their house dream of, because it's usually a little easier to sell in those cases. But are you seeing those at all?
Here and there, it's definitely not as often as someone who needs to use a loan for a purchase.
Small but investors.
It does happen, yeah.
And then as far as working with those who have a loan or are pre-qualification in place, mm-hmm. is it harder for them to close than what it used to be?
I don't think so, particularly if you've, again, back to the great lender and great communication between the realtor and the lender. So it's really important to distinguish the difference between pre-qualification and pre-approval for clients in particular.
So what's the difference there?
So pre-qualification basically is when the client calls a lender and they have a verbal conversation over the phone about their income and any debts that they have. Pre-approval means that lender has actual documentation on the income and the debts, any credit cards, tax returns, loans, things like that. So it's when you're pre-approved, before you even go out looking for houses, that's really important, because then when you find that house that you want to put an offer on, you're ready to go. The client feels confident because they already know that they've done that work up front, and it's just some additional paperwork most of the time that needs to happen. And the seller of the home that they're putting an offer on is going to be confident because they know that they've already done that legwork, and they don't have to question, oh, can they even qualify or be approved for that price?
Do people have to be pre-approved in order to look at houses? Do they have to be pre-qualified? What is the situation?
They don't, but every client that I work with, or potential client, I will try to get them pre-approved before we even start looking, because I don't want to go take them out there and look at a $700,000 house when they're only pre-approved for $400,000. That's just a big letdown. So I like to know what kind of price range we're looking at.
They're throwing before, stuff at me here.
Yeah, I know. Right.
It's fine.
Money talks, right? So we get kind of angry. No, I'm just kidding. So, I like to look and see what price range we're looking at before we even go look at homes.
So those who are looking, maybe this is their second time to purchase a house. Mm-hmm. Maybe they have a established family with kids in middle school and high school. What price range are you typically seeing for that kind of client?
Again, it really varies, honestly, just on everybody's particular financial situation. It's really a very wide range.
And prices are all over the map right now, right?
Yeah. They are.
I think the average sale price right now is $460,000-ish, I think. Mm-hmm. But what we're seeing in the market today are sellers not wanting to sell and move to a higher interest rate because they're either in a 2.5-3% interest rate, so they're kind of just staying put. But the inventory, like I said, it is rising right now. So there's definitely some options out there for first-time home buyers or buyers that don't want to pay a ton of money.
Is there still a lot of value in buying homes here in Rutherford County versus some of the other nearby counties?
Absolutely.
Yeah, Middle Tennessee in general, but Rutherford County is just booming still. Like anything, home prices go up and down over the years, but they are always going to be going up. They always appreciate, pretty well. So buying a home, we get a lot of people asking us, is it a good time to buy a home right now? Right. And my response usually is, let's talk about your individual situation and see if it's a good time for you. Because again, it's different for everybody's situation, their financial situation, their motivation to move. Is it necessary? Do they have to move for their job? Or is it something where they would just like a bigger home and they have a little bit more leeway in terms of their timeline? Yep. So it really kind of matters what their situation is.
So when you're working with a client, are you taking everything into account before actually listing that house, asking them, well, the interest rates are, hovering around X amount of
percentages. That's usually the first question we get. Yeah. What's the interest rate? And we're like, well, I use an app called Mortgage News Daily. It kind of keeps a beat on the average mortgage rate, FHA, 15-year loan, 30-year. So I look at that every day. But we also, we contact our lender partners on text. Hey, what's the rate today? So that's what, the first question is interest rates when people are looking to sell. And they've probably already done the legwork, honestly, before they call us.
And I guess that's really one of the biggest pieces to the puzzle, because you got to, try to figure out, can I afford this new monthly payment?
Exactly.
Or how long can I afford this new monthly payment?
Right. So we talk to, somebody's considering selling their home, we'll of course have a pretty lengthy conversation about their situation and why they want to sell, where they're going, and do a little bit of calculations for them. What is their current interest rate? What are they gonna have for their new home? Crunch some numbers on what they could sell their home for with buyer concessions involved and realtor compensations, and make it make sense for them so that they kind of know what the situation is before they go through the whole process. So hopefully most things are not a surprise. They are, educated up front.
Yeah. And then on the high end versus the low end of the spectrum of prices in Rutherford County, what are some of the higher priced homes that you've seen? I mean, are we talking millions? Are we talking, what are we?
I mean,
yeah, there are some, you know, million-dollar homes for sure out there.
And I would say probably the upper echelon of new subdivisions right now, you're looking in the upper 600s, 700s, depending on the location, obviously comes into play, the builder, the type of amenities that are included in the neighborhood. But along Veterans Parkway in particular, those farm fields out there, they're clearing those out right now. And I think there's several different subdivisions planned out that way. You know, Rutherford County's not stopping, you know, the building process right now. So there's definitely some options going to be out there.
And then HOAs, it seems like that has kind of become the new normal, I guess, to expect when buying a house.
Right.
I see HOA fees almost everywhere these days.
Yeah, you're right. There are a lot of communities that have HOAs, and I get a lot of clients saying, we don't want an HOA.
Who does?
You know, right. Yeah. You know, I've seen HOAs that are, you know, pretty ridiculous in their restrictions and requirements. But at the same time, if you have an HOA organization in your neighborhood that is pretty reasonable and, you know, people communicate well together
active,
it is actually, it can be a good thing, because then you don't have people painting the front of their house fuchsia or, you know, not mowing their lawn for months. And it definitely helps the neighborhood and the home prices. Keep those home prices up, you know, and appreciating. Yeah, thank you. I was finding that word. and keeping people accountable for their property. Yeah.
So as we close this morning, kind of wrap it up by, again, going over this HERO program, which is, I guess, at Exit Realty, Bob Lamb and Associates. Tell us again about that.
So Homes for Heroes, national organization. We are affiliates with that. So we pay a yearly fee to be Homes for Heroes affiliates. And when a buyer client or seller client closes on a home with us as their realtor, they get a thank you check back after closing. And the easy way to figure out how much that's going to be is the home sale price times 0.007. And that will be their thank you check.
Mm-hmm. Easy enough.
Yep. So average check's about $3,000. And just to point out, there's about 90,000 Rutherford County residents that would qualify for this program. Most don't know. Our goal this year has been to get the word out about Homes for Heroes and the program and that benefit out there. So we've been going to police stations, fire stations, giving out snack baskets, meeting those heroes in the community. And so that's just been our goal this year, is just some visibility into Homes for Heroes program. And I believe today we would just hit 50,000, I think, in rewards to heroes.
I had a client close on a home yesterday, so that brought us over $50,000 since Fidelis Homes began that we've given back.
And what are, you know, I should ask this earlier, not right when we close, but what are some of the main reasons that people are telling you as to why they want to sell their house or make a move right now?
Well, that varies too.
Everything,
you know, does. Right? I've got some clients who just had a baby. And so I talked to them a few months ago and they decided they just want to, you know, stay put. We're having a new baby. We don't know what expenses are going to be. And they, you know, called me up the other day and they're like, okay, we're ready for a bigger house because this baby
right.
stuff is taking over.
Right. So, you know, usually it's marriage, divorce,
babies,
you know, family that make people move. And then you've got the people that just want something different. You know, we're always here for those clients and they can reach out to us and we're happy to just have a discussion with them about their situation, not pushy. You know, we just really want to help in any situation that they have.
I know a number of years ago, studies showed that the average person moves about every 5 years. Is that mm-hmm. still true?
Post-COVID, probably not.
7 years, yeah. I think. It's closer to 7 years. Yeah.
I guess as prices continue to go up, maybe that'll change even more. I don't know.
I mean, the appreciation, I think, percentage is about 3% year over year. That's what they say.
Mm-hmm.
So what I try to tell my clients is, the interest rate may be 6.5 right now. But once you're in that home, your appreciation year over year is going to happen. And then interest rates fluctuate. And so once, you know, the interest rates go down about 1%, you know, there's always a chance to refinance. So don't focus so much on the interest rate. Focus on the situation. If you need to move, there's something definitely out there and we can definitely find something for you. And like I said, sellers are offering concessions now. Closing costs are still, you know, negotiable. And so we can just out there to help all of Rutherford County.
And of course, there was a time in the late 90s, early 2000s that 6.5% interest rates were great. But yes. I guess that all changed once those interest rates went down to 2.5 to 3.
Yes. And I don't think we'll ever see that percentage again.
Yeah, I don't think so either, unfortunately. Yeah, we were pretty spoiled with those really, really low interest rates. And those were not normal.
No.
And people were used to those and, of course, enjoyed them. And so now with these higher but yet fairly more normal interest rates, people are still a little bit shell-shocked by that.
Back in the 80s, I can remember my mom, their first home, I think it was an 11 or 12% interest rate.
Yes.
I've heard of those too. Like that. Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, well, I won't complain. I'm good.
Right?
I'm
good.
Again, with us this morning, Chad Robinette and Elizabeth Long with Exit Realty. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Weekday mornings at 8:10 on News Radio WGNS.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Do you want lights?
You can't believe the lights we have at the Restore.
Oh, yes, sir. We have lighting.
Chandeliers, pendants, flesh mounts, table lamps.
Just come down and take a look.
Shopping at the Restore.
Shop, yeah. Donate, and save at the Habitat Restore. 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Come see us.
Hi, I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor. And while you've heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race, that same concept can be applied to long-term investing. Investing a little bit at a time on a regular basis can really add up. We call this systematic investing, and though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it's a way to take advantage of market volatility instead of enduring it. Give me a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's Drive EV program has resources for members who would like to learn more about all aspects of EVs. MTE is developing programs and educational materials to answer member questions. Learn more at driveev.com.
When the unexpected happens, fire, water, or storm damage, Farrah Construction can help. Farrah Construction is also there to help when a car slams through the wall, and that seems to happen more often these days. I'm Ron Hall. Let our family at Farrah Construction help you. Call Farrah Construction and we'll board up, put down tarps, secure your home or business until the insurance coverage is approved. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
Farm Fresh Fridays and Tuesdays.
Fresh eggs, homemade jams, locally raised meats.
And every vendor grows or raises it themselves.
7 a.m. to 1.
It's not just a market, it's the Middle Tennessee tradition.
Celebrating our 50th anniversary, the Farmers Market in Murfreesboro on John R. Rice Boulevard.